We begin in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Ches, Sif Tezvav. Abba Tfilas Al-Kain Tzar, while one is saying Tfilas Al-Kain Tzar, Mutter Lahaslik Dvarim Shemafsikim B'Emtza Shabrichas Krishma V'Krishma. For the same type of situations that we're allowed to stop and say in the middle of the Brichas Krishma, between the Prok and the Brichas Krishma and the Krishma, that's what we're allowed to say there as well. And therefore, besides the various brachas that we at our mains that we've spoken about, if somebody was called up to the Sefer Torah, he could go up and take the Aliyah and finish Alakai Netzar later. Or a very common case mentions the Mishnah Berurah, if there's a Rav who's the Amni Shemoneh Esrei and they wait till he finishes Shemoneh Esrei and he's concerned about Tircha the Tzibura, he could take the three steps back so that the Baal Tefillah will start the Chazar Sashatz, and he could at that point finish saying Al Kai Netzar. In the Kamakim, says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Efshalai Yom Etchila Yil Ratzon, if he could first say the Pasuk of Yil Ratzon before Al Kai Netzar, that would be best, or at least before he makes an interruption. V'mefshaoid, and also if possible, Gamkin Yifsa Gamkin Shlosh Psius, before you want to do anything like that, take the three steps back. And because of these concerns, says the Kutz Shulchan Aruch, that those that have the minig, as soon as he finishes that bracha, says the pas, says a yule rotzen, then he begins v'omer l'kayin tzar, and then when you finish l'kayin tzar or pam shenish yule rotzen, you say yule rotzen again. The kain nachon lasos, and that's the right thing to do. But nearly binyan zeh, if that's what you did, mitaron lahasik betfilas l'kayin tzar, lanis kol amin. By having done this, you could now be able to answer every amen, but you still cannot. You should still not say Baruch Baruch Shmei. However, similarly, Baruch Shmei or V'Yichulu should not be said until you finish the Shemoneh Esrei. There are those that are lenient with the V'Yichulu, that even though you haven't taken the three steps back, but you've said Yul Ratzon, that you could answer V'Yichulu Friday night when the Tzibur saying V'Yil Ratzon. Yesh Amrim, the Kohen Shem is a Pasuk V'Yil Ratzon. There are those that suggest that before you say the Pasuk V'Yil Ratzon, Tov Lamed Pasuk Echem Natarim Nevi'im Neksuvim, one should say a Pasuk from Tanakh, Hamaschel Ba'ois Baschol Shemoi, that begins with the letter that your name begins with, U'ma'ak'zayim, and the Pasuk ends with the same name, with the same letter that your name ends. And says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, now that he suggested that you should say Yul Ratzon twice, when should you say this pasuk? Lo Yomer, it should be said, Ela Kodim Yul Ratzon Sheini, somebody should say it before the second time he says Yul Ratzon. Somebody who has two names should say such a pasuk for both names. And this minig is a minig that applies to men and women equally. And it's best to say a pasuk that speaks about praising Hashem or davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever needs we have. Sif Tazayin. Kvar Nizba B'Simen Yud Beis Sif Gimel. D'Magash Ba'atzmai Feel Tzas HaGosh L'Tzrochav. If somebody feels that he needs to use the bathroom, also, a little spowl, he may not daven at Shinakas Atzma until he uses the bathroom. Because of Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei, certainly when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei, Shosaloy Lamed Lispal, one should not daven, Kshemagish Ktsas Latrocha, when he feels the need to use the bathroom, at Shinakas Atzma until he cleans himself. Vulam, in Metchila Hirgish Klal, if one began the Shemoneh Esrei without that sensation, Vakach Bemsa Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei, while he was saying the Shemoneh Esrei, Hirgish, he feels the need to use the bathroom. Yatzer atzmai, he should hold back at sheyigmar Shemoneh Esrei until he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yafsik, and he shouldn't stop. It shouldn't stop in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Afilu megosh yigdoil, even if he feels strongly the need. Kamakim, still Yatzetz atzmei kol zman sheyochol. He should hold himself back as much as possible. V'lo yafsek lotzeis b'emtzei shemoneh esrei. Should not interrupt going to the bathroom. We're going to the bathroom in the middle of shemoneh esrei. Ad lachash shesayim hamavarech as am yisrael b'sholem. But if somebody felt that he must go, he should finish the bracha he's saying, and then use the bathroom, and then come back and pick up from where he left off. But if the interruption was so long that he could finish the Shemoneh Esrei, then he has to, that he could have finished the Shemoneh Esrei in that time, he goes back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Furthermore, as soon as he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, he should go to the bathroom immediately, even if it means missing Kedusha. Sif Yud Zayin, Higash Shiyatzu Menu Ruach Lamata. Somebody passed wind, V'yef Shalatza, that he couldn't control. In Mispal Bebeisoi, if he's davening at home, Hoylach L'Achor of Arba Amos, he should walk 4 Amos away from where he was standing, or Tzadim, to the back or to the side. Or Moitzei Ruach, let the gas pass. Or Mamtem Hatshiyich L'Areach, let the smell go away. V'choizlam Koymoi, and go back to where he's standing. And then he says, V'am Ribbon Ha'lomim, Yitzatonu, the Kovim, the Kovim, Chalum, Chalulim, you created us the way we are. Goli V'dul Afnacha, you Hashem, are certainly well aware, Cherfa Seinu, or Klubaseinu, how we are so fragile. Cherpa Klima B'chayenu, while we're still alive. Rima V'Saleva Maseinu, how we can decompose after we pass away. The government philosophy, and then he finishes davening. But if it came out beyond his control, the Kedem Mispal Mitzibur, if he's davening in Mitzibur, that it's Yizbayish, that's embarrassing to do this, in Misrach Lachar, if he's going to walk away, and it's Tzarech Lachis, that's why he doesn't need to do so, V'gam Lo Yom HaRibah, and doesn't say the Yiribahim, El Yam Tachich L'Arech, wait till the smell passes, V'gam Mitzfilosoi. The Paiskim say that it's not really our minig to say this Ribayin Ha'ilomim. If one wants to say it, he should wait till after he's finished the Shemoneh Esrei and then say it. Sif Yudches. Also, Leish B'toich Arba Amos Shalom Spalat Fila Shemoneh Esrei. One should not himself sit down within 4 Amos of somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Bein Milfana, Bein Ma'achar, Bein Misadam. Whether to the front of that person, to the back of that person, to the side of that person. V'yoshiv Oysa Gamke V'mad Ashaach L'Seda Tfila. But if the person who's sitting is also davening Mutter, V'yesh Mekilim, and there are those that take the opinion that Fila ain't Oysk Ben Yonai Tfila, even if he's not davening, El Shaloi Metar Befiv, he's learning, ain't Tzarech L'Srachek, and he doesn't have to distance himself. Certainly, sitting behind somebody who's davening is, and you're learning, there's much room to be lenient. Somebody who's a Yerushmaim should never sit in front of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, k'malay einav, that the person should be able to see you. I feel I'm a Krishma, even if you're saying Krishma. Aval cherev letzadim, if you're sitting behind or to the side of the mespalel, then ein lahakbid, we don't have to be that strict, but we have to be careful. We have to be very careful not to do anything that would disturb his ability to concentrate on his tefillah. If to stand in front of him, specifically if you're davening, is permitted. Sif Yotes, Emzah Yoshev Adam Chalosh, if the person who's sitting there is weak, so then Ein Luch Sloy, we can let him sit there. Sif Chof, Emzah Yoshev Yoshev Kadim, if the person who's sitting was sitting there first, and then this person came into his area, to the side or to the front. Where this person was sitting, he doesn't have to get up. This person came into my territory. If somebody started davening behind me, and it turns out Shanimsa Yoshev, the front of them means I'm sitting in front of the person who's davening behind me. There, Yeshla Lazar Lamed, I should get up. Because Kishim Spalaba Beisoy, this is all when you're davening at home. Avo mespal beis hamiyochad l'minyan kavua. If you're davening in a shul which has a minyan kavua, b'koshkein beis haknesses, or you're davening in a beis haknesses, hamiyochad l'chol edem l'spal l'shom, where everybody has a right to daven. Avo yoshev hu kodem tzorach lamed. Then if you're sitting in front of that person, you should get up. The person who's davening there has every right to daven, and you have to be careful not to disturb that davening. Also, sevchav aleph, also lamed b'toich abba amos. You're not allowed. Also lava b'toich abba amos l'fnei mispal tefilah shmoneh esrei. You're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening shmoneh esrei. There are exceptions. If, for example, there's a mitzvah averis, you have to get to a minyan. And the only way you could get to a minyan with a davening tefillah b'tzibur is by walking in front of a person who's davening. Or there's a situation of kavod brios where you have to get to the bathroom. If the person who's davening has his eyes closed or his talus over his face, then we could be more lenient. If the person is davening in front of a wall or in front of something that's 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim wide, walking in front of that like a beam is not considered a problem. Or if the person stood himself to daven in a public area, and by standing and davening in a public area, he really caused this issue that people are going to walk in his dalet amos, we could be more lenient. Okay, echem espal v'gomat filosoi. If somebody is davening and finishes his davening, v'echer oimer lachayrav, and somebody's standing behind him, umespal v'adayin l'gomim, who's still davening, ayis fizeh shalafonav z'psiyos. We spoke about taking 3 steps when you finish menesrei. This person who's standing in front of the other person who's davening should not take those 3 steps. It turns out that you're walking in front of somebody who's davening. But to walk to the side of the person who's davening, and certainly to walk behind the person who's davening, we could be lenient. If somebody's so intoxicated that he is unable to speak in front of an important person, Oslo Spal may not daven. And if he does daven under such condition, his tefillah is despised. And therefore he has to daven again, when he's no longer influenced by the wine. But now if this man tefillah has passed, you make it up with the next tefillah. No different, but we're going to still learn the Mitzvah Shem because the Ketzah Shulchan Aruch Kedin Shogi V'ayud Neslakam Tzivchav Aleph. What is the halacha when a person missed the tefillah because of something beyond his control?